Rafer?
Yes, Kristen.
Let's take a little walk down memory lane, shall we?
Okay.
And, you know, it's partly a memory lane walk to high school.
Okay.
But high school in the movies.
And okay.
So one of my vivid movie memories of growing up was I must have been about 5 or 6 years old. I was at my Nana's house. My rest in peace, Nana. Loved her to death. So I'm at my Nana's house. We're watching TV. And Grease is on. Grease,
is this cable? Is this early cable or is this
network TV? I think it was network.
Okay.
I don't think my Nana had cable TV.
I saw it on TV.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. One of the first cable channels. Anyway.
So we're watching it. It's probably like the ABC Monday night movie or something like that.
Right.
I don't know what it is. And I'm thinking, this is great. I love the singing. I love the fluffy dresses.
Sure.
I'm just having a ball watching
the 50s music.
Yeah,
high school. Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John is so pretty.
Right.
And we have John Travolta with his slick back hair. And I'm just smiling and smiling. And I look over at my Nana and she is just shaking her head and saying, oh my God, are you kidding me? And I'm like, Nana, what's not to love about this movie? What's going on there? And she said, they're all like 40 years old. Look at that one
right.
Who's supposed to be playing Rizzo, the bad girl. What is she, like in menopause? And at the time as a kid, I didn't know the difference. When you're six, everybody who's reached puberty is pretty much an adult.
Sure.
It doesn't really matter.
Sure.
You know, as long as they're taller than you.
18, 28, 38, doesn't make any difference,
they all look
right?
the same until they have gray hair.
Right.
They all look exactly the same.
Right.
But then, you know, when I got older, I actually watched Grease again and I was laughing. I was thinking, oh my God, Nana was so right about this.
Yeah.
And I mean, it turns out the reason why she was laughing is because Stockard Channing was in her mid-30s
right.
and she's supposed to be playing a 17-year-old.
Right, 16 or 17-year-old, yeah. Yeah, it's a long, long tradition in Hollywood. It goes all the way back to, you know, Rebel Without a Cause and Beach Party and everything. You know, everyone's in their 20s, maybe even their 30s, playing these teenage characters.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, we know why we're talking about this today.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Yes, the movie, which is kind of a reboot of the 1980s TV show that skyrocketed Johnny Depp to fame.
Yep, exactly.
And the new movie stars Channing Tatum
and
Jonah Hill. And some might say they're a little old to be playing high schooler.
Yeah, that's right.
But before we get into that, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
So, as I was just saying, 21 Jump Street, kind of a reboot of the TV show. But do you want to give a little plot summary of how the movie handles
sure.
it?
Sure. Reboot slash spoof, I would say. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Of the original show. Okay. So, Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum, they know each other in high school. They don't hang out, of course. Jonah Hill is the nerd, dresses like Eminem. He's got the blonde hair and the terrible little ball-bearing chain necklace. You know, nobody likes him. He doesn't have any friends. Channing Tatum is the bullying jock, the jock type, you know, popular guy. 7 years later, they meet up in the police academy. Slightly unrealistic twist in the plot, but they're both in the police academy. You know, Jonah Hill can't do the athletics. Channing Tatum can't do the math. They team up. They help each other pass. They become fast friends. They're both a couple of bumblers. They botch an arrest. And so because they, quote unquote, look young, they're assigned to the revived Jump Street squad, a leftover program from the 80s, as Nick Offerman, the deputy police chief, tells us. And so they are thrown in with a crowd of youngish looking police officers who have to go into high schools, infiltrate the, you know, mix and mingle with the student body and find the drug dealers. And that's basically the plot.
Yes. And do they look like they're actually in high school?
Well, I mean, the good part about this was my fear about the film was a little bit like Casa de mi Padre, which is also out this week. My fear was that it would be a one joke, a one-joke film. You know, with Casa de mi Padre, Will Ferrell is speaking Spanish throughout the film. How funny is that possibly going to be? Turns out it's pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. But for, you know, for 21 Jump Street, I mean, if you've seen the trailers, a lot of the jokes are, you know, teachers and students looking at especially Channing Tatum, who's about a foot taller and a foot wider than anybody else in school, saying things like, you know, when did you hit puberty? Seven? Like, you know, look at you. You look like you're, you know, 40 years old. And so I kept thinking, you know, is the movie going to be able to draw that joke out for the length of a feature film? But the good part, I think, is that they make a lot of jokes more about what it's like for these two who played these kind of classic high school archetypes when they were younger to come back to a modern day high school 7 years later. It's not, you know, the
modern day.
Modern day. That's not light years in the future, but 7 years later. But, you know, look, things change fast. And all of a sudden, they're in this high school that they just absolutely don't recognize, you know.
What is that archetype? Who are the – what is that group over there supposed to be?
What's one of my favorite lines of the film where Channing Tatum is walking through the parking lot going, oh, they're the goths, they're the nerds. And then there's this brief shot of this student – this crowd of students who are sort of slightly oddly dressed. And he goes, I don't know what those are. And I thought that was so funny because you look at them and you think, yeah, I don't know where I'd place those either. What are those? And the film gets a lot
of
mileage.
They were retro hipsters.
Retro hipsters? Is that what they were?
Didn't
yes. Somebody had cat eye glasses, right?
Yes.
So maybe that was it. But I mean, I thought the film got a lot of really good mileage out of that, out of the idea that the chubby nerd and the handsome jock guy, that those categories kind of maybe don't apply anymore in school. And again, my favorite line when Channing Tatum, who was horrified to find that he's now somewhere at the bottom of the social ladder, says, I blame Glee. I was like, screw you, Glee, which I thought was funny. But I mean, what did you think? I mean, did you think it worked?
I thought it was hilarious. I laughed and laughed and laughed through the whole thing. And like you, the main jokes I found funny were the ones that we're kind of poking fun at the difference in high school dynamics today versus
right.
– and it actually it does it in a way where it's not making fun of kids today like a lot of movies I think do.
Exactly.
It's actually making fun of the adults who are still caught up in what they thought high school was.
Exactly.
Which, you know, you and I both talked about this before where somewhere in our brains we're still kind of caught up in high school like as far as like the whole
– kind of nothing. But yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, where it's like we look at The Breakfast Club, we think way too much about John Hughes movies. And,
right.
And what's great is this just actually kind of throws it to the, you know, it doesn't just turn it on its head, it just throws it aside and is like,
right.
No, all that's wrong. High school,
right.
It's not what you think it is. And right now you can have somebody who sings folk songs and is best friends with the one black gay kid in school
right.
and
right.
has, you know, I mean – And is part of the theater geek crowd and sells drugs, and he's the most popular guy in school.
Played, by the way, by Dave Franco, who I frankly didn't really even know existed, James Franco's younger brother.
Yeah.
Like a dead ringer for him because, frankly—
So handsome.
Yeah. The whole time I watched the film, I kept thinking like, boy, that guy looks a lot like James Franco. Who is that guy? And so finally afterwards, I realized, oh, James Franco. And also people obviously know him from, I think, Scrubs, right? He's been on Scrubs.
Oh, has he?
I think so. But he's done at least a fair amount of TV work. So I think I'm a latecomer to the Dave Franco game.
I thought he was delightful.
Yeah, he's very funny. He has a Franco-esque quality, I have to say. Yeah, but he was very good. You know who else I thought was good was Brie Larson as Molly, who was kind of the, I guess you'd call her the popular girl.
Yeah.
But what I loved
about her as the popular girl, she doesn't look like the popular girl either.
Exactly.
They chose somebody who like was kind of ordinary looking.
Yeah, she's kind of cute, pretty, but not, you know, she's not Mila Kunis. You know, she's not some kind of, you know, jaw-dropping knockout.
Yeah.
And also I found her character kind of smart and funny and self-possessed, which I thought was a nice quality to see in a high school girl in a teen film, essentially.
I really liked her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess the reason – I'm just going to go back to this age thing. The reason we started off this whole conversation talking about Grease and age-appropriate or age-inappropriate casting was – we went into this movie thinking, how are they going to pull this off? And they make fun of it.
Yes.
But so many other movies don't make fun of it. They don't acknowledge it. And you have somebody on the screen who's ostensibly a junior in high school, maybe a freshman even, and they're in their late 20s, 30s. They could be, you know, they could be our age.
Yeah. Well, as you and I were saying, you know, going back and looking at some of the classic films that you associate with the teen genre, it seems to me like a lot of times, for the guy at least, and I do find that the girls tend to be cast slightly younger, either maybe they're in their early 20s or possibly actual teenagers. But the guys, the magic age seems to be about 24. I'm thinking of Russ Tamblyn in High School Confidential, one of my favorite films.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh,
you've told me to see it like 12 times.
Everyone should see that film. And I will also say,
does he look 40 in the movie?
Well, yeah. The great thing is, people made fun of 21 Jump Street, the original show. This movie is endlessly mockable. Though I do also think it's kind of a good film. But in High School Confidential, Russ Tamblyn plays an undercover cop going into a high school who is trying to bust a drug ring. And at the beginning of the film, he hops into his awesome sports car and checks his chin in the mirror. And because he's got a little stubble, he pulls out an electric shaver and starts shaving his chin, which is not supposed to be funny. You're supposed to think like, oh, what a, you know, that guy's cool, right? And that kind of gets, I think, to part of the reason why I think guys who are older are often cast as the teenagers, because they have a more appealing, masculine, manly persona or an aura about them that, frankly, most 17-year-old guys just don't have. If you want to make them look good, it's better if they're looking a little older.
I was thinking about this because, to go back to John Hughes movies for a second, you know, Anthony Michael Hall was actually exactly the age of a high school student those movies that he was in. And he looks awkward. He looks totally not sexy.
He
looks like a high school kid.
Yeah.
And then to play the cool guys or the tough guys or whatever, in order to do that, John Hughes always cast people who were way too old.
Right, Judd Nelson.
Look at Judd Nelson when I look at The Breakfast Club, even as a kid, I thought, is Judd Nelson like a corporate banker? Who is this guy who looks like he's my dad's age?
Different movie. But Judd Nelson is a corporate banker.
But I thought as a kid, I'm like, this guy is the same age as my dad.
And there is something about that. I mean, I can remember being in, I mean, everyone remembers these guys. I remember being in junior high, and there are always those few guys out there who look like they're about 24, right? They've got like massive armpit hair and pectorals, and they are getting 5 o'clock shadows, and their voices are way deeper than yours are.
They're 6'4", their shoulders are broader than my height.
Right,
yeah.
Totally. And you see those guys around. Those guys are, you have to kind of look up to them, literally look up to them, because they have outgrown you. They have outpaced you. And I think there's something to that. You know, again, like, Luke Perry, right, in 90210.
I was going to mention 90210.
How could you not? How could you not mention 90210? I mean, Luke Perry shows up. I remember, you know, when the series was out and everybody was sort of, you know, falling all over Luke Perry, and I just kept thinking, that guy's got a widow's peak. His hairline is receding. He is at least 24 years old. But I think that's part of the appeal. He, you know, high school girls want a man, right? And Luke Perry was an actual adult, and you can kind of tell. So maybe that kind of feeds into some sort of fantasy there, right?
I remember, I guess that makes sense. But you also have the baby-faced other guy on the show, Jason Priestley, because you want something for all the girls out there.
He was 20 or 21, I think, Jason Priestley.
He was younger. He was baby-faced, but he was still about 8 years too old.
Right. Right.
That role. You know, one of my big pet peeve roles was always when I was younger. I have some issues with John Cusack, right?
Yes, I did know that.
I have my John Cusack issues.
Okay.
And one of the big ones I had was when he was cast in Say Anything.
Mm-hmm, yep.
This was after he'd already played, I liked the movie Better Off Dad. I liked 16 Candles. He was in lots of movies for years playing
a high
schooler.
Summer, yeah.
And then eventually they moved him on to playing like a college senior about to graduate in The Sure Thing.
Yeah, Sure Thing.
And then a few years later after that, they put him back in high school again and Say Anything. And it just drove me nuts. And I thought,
this is
ridiculous. You're in your mid-20s. 5 years ago, you were playing someone about to graduate from college.
Right, right.
And you just look way too old to be doing this.
I never thought about that. I never thought about him having flip-flopped back and forth in age on those movies. But
yeah.
That's a good point.
No, you look like this isn't going to sound very nice. You look like the 25-year-old shop student who just like got held back.
Right.
Too many years.
Right.
And maybe that was the point of that.
And maybe that is the point of that, right? Luke Perry clearly was playing a James Dean kind of character. He's playing a rebel. James Dean, again, was 24 when he was playing the new guy in the high school, right, in Rebel Without a Cause. But I think there is a little bit – there's something about that. There's something about this idea that you can kind of believe that maybe this guy – especially because Luke Perry was kind of an outsider, right? In fact, was he even enrolled in Beverly Hills 90210, the school, or was he outside the student body?
That's a good question. He might have actually been
a dropout or something, right? Anyway, he was – very rebellious guy, Luke Perry, and in that
he
show.
He was skipping all of his community class colleges to hang out with those high school kids.
Definitely, down at the Peach Pit. I think there was something to that about him seeming more adult and outside and cooler than and older than that student crowd. So there is something about that.
But are you really that cool if you're 25 and hanging out with high school students? Like, you're not
you are.
Cool.
You are if the 16-year-old girl is looking up to you. You've got no comeback for that one, Kristen, because you know it's true.
It is true. Oh. I was 16. I was a 16-year-old girl once.
Yes.
A long time ago. I totally was. I was. So 21 Jump Street. Let's go back to this.
Okay.
Regardless of age, the age-inappropriate casting, age-appropriate casting because we're making fun of it. Did you like it? Was it a good movie to you?
I did.
Was it a good date?
I did. I thought it was funny. I thought it had some very nice moments. This is going to be the second time, by the way, that I will praise Channing Tatum, who I thought was really good. I liked him in Haywire. I thought he was really good in this movie. He's really funny. He's very sweet. And I thought,
I want this to be the new greeting on your voicemail from now on. I just really like Channing Tatum. He's
How about
really
that,
good.
Channing Tatum?
Oscars.
I will tell you, I've said this before, I think Channing Tatum, he's going to follow the same pattern as Keanu Reeves. We're all going to make fun of him for 10 years, and then some corner is going to turn, and we're all going to start saying, genius. That's what's going to happen to Channing Tatum. I guarantee it. But I thought he was very good, and I actually thought, as I think with a lot of these comedies, the comedy makes fun of itself. It makes fun of the teen genre. You know, there's that scene where it makes fun of stereotypes. You know, Ice Cube plays the police chief who says, you know, I know what you're thinking. I'm the angry black guy. I'm a stupid stereotype. You know, so the movie tries to kind of beat you to the punch here and there by criticizing itself before you can. I'm not a big fan of that kind of comedy. I thought it actually worked better when it just took itself kind of seriously and was able to, like, have some actual emotional interplay between Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, who kind of, you know, have a little falling out and they got to kind of make up and come back and be friends. I thought that stuff actually worked kind of well. I was into it.
I was totally into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I I've already played my cards. I thought this was an awesome date.
Yeah, you liked it.
It was
a great
I thought it was good fun. It was stupid in the right ways. It was smart in the right ways.
I agree.
I totally enjoyed it. And like you, I was like, wow, Channing Tatum, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
What's about that Channing Tatum? But I do have to say, I don't like that we're agreeing so much lately.
Oh, we should disagree more?
You know, we're going to have to come up with some very divisive movie again soon. Like, you're going to have to force me to watch the equivalent of Avatar so you can cheer it and I can put it down.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Well, you know, next week, Hunger Games.
Yes.
So we'll see about that.
Well, I'm very excited for that, and I'm sure I'm going to love it, and I'm sure you're going to hate it. So
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Oh, yeah? I want to fight about it?
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.